Okay, well, I think it was a I think we had a very, very productive offseason. I think our guys worked real hard. I think we paid attention. We did a good job in the weight room. We did a good job off the field. I think it was a good way to finish. We had a lot of alumni out here today, including our newest Viking Hall of Famer, Mick Tinglehoff, and so it was kind of nice for the guys to see. I asked them to get ready for a long physical training camp. You know, we're trying to build a smart, tough, aggressive football team that knows how to play in crucial situations, and that was part of our off-season emphasis. So, questions.
Ed, what's the message as you kind of send them off here for 5 weeks?
To make sure that they're doing football type of movements, you know, when they come back, because that, you know, it's going to be doing that. And talk to them about being smart off the field. Talk to them about, the way we've worked and the things that we've accomplished in this offseason and where we want to start and where we want to end.
Like, you didn't have the pads on, but do you feel pretty good just from seeing this group together for this offseason about where you are going to be heading into training camp with what you have?
Yeah, I was telling one of the coaches the other day, we're starting to do some things really, really good, and you hate to take 5 weeks off and then you come back and you're not as crisp, but that's the nature of the business. And but the thing that I like about this team, not only do they work, but they have fun out here. We come out here and work, and I talk to them about, we could have team building day and we can go play ping pong and stuff like that, but we need to work and we need to get better, and team build by winning.
Do you feel better, Mike, about, a year later, last year, you were still getting to know the team and your first time as a coach. Do you feel you guys are maybe just with the experience of you being with the program or maybe farther ahead than maybe a year ago?
I think everybody's a lot more comfortable in their roles right now. We seem to be playing faster and not thinking quite as much, and so we actually defensively had a couple things in this week that were difficult, and they handled them very well, so that was good to see.
Some of these injured guys with Anthony and B-Rob, Lodeholt, do you expect those guys will go once training camp starts?
Yes. I don't know yet.
How will the dynamic change with Adrian in the backfield this year offensively?
How will it change?
Yeah.
Well, with one of the greatest running backs in the history of the game, it probably should change a lot. I think that people will play us a little bit differently, and I think that will be that will help us in a lot of ways. But we're going to continue to do a lot of the things we do offensively, but we're obviously going to use Adrian in ways that is productive for him as well.
You have a workhorse running back like Adrian, but you also have young talent like Jarek and also Asiata. How do you balance it out and make sure that...
Well, Adrian will get, most of it, and Jarek will get some reps, and Asiata will get some reps. But, every week is different, and we're gonna continue to play with the best players.
So just a week-to-week basis, almost depending on during the season?
Yeah, everything changed. Situations in the game changed things, and the game plan going in that week and things like that. But Adrian's the guy. So he's going to get the ball, and those other two guys will have to fight for their reps.
What do you think of Eric Kendricks in spring? It seemed like he was making a lot of plays out there, especially this game.
Yeah, he was, and wore shorts, but he flies around, he's instinctive, and he did a good job.
The game speeds up like that for someone just coming out of college. Is it normal for the instincts to kick in that quickly?
I don't know, everybody's different.
Has he done for those instincts to kick in already?
He's made plays. He's been around. He's around the ball a lot. He still has some things that he messes up on, but he just seems to have a knack for getting around the ball. He's similar to a couple linebackers I've had in the past.
You obviously have had Terrence Newman for years, but now that you've had him again for the first time in a couple of years, how is he looking like the same old Terrence Newman to you, and what can he provide for this team?
Well, he looks good. He's, you know, he's very, very smart. He's helping the guys with a lot of the different concepts and talking about the intricate part of the game. And yes, he looks good.
From maybe wanting to use his arms more, and he said he was really trying to work on that. Have you seen improvement over this past season?
Yeah, he really has. He's gotten better, and you know, continually with these guys, when we get into pads, that'll be a little bit more of it. But you know, he has outstanding skills, and it's just how fast he can progress from there. He's I've seen him progress throughout this camp, or throughout these 13 days we've had, and you know, he's still a very young guy. He was a junior coming out, and but I like a lot of things he does, and he's a great kid.
From rookie camp to now, where have you seen Trey Waynes kind of develop here? I mean, how's he looking at this point?
Well, he's doing a lot more things right now. We're asking him to, you know, a lot of different positions, play a lot of different coverages that he didn't have to do in mini camp. But as far as technically, he's improved in his transition out of the breaks quite well. You know, and I think he's starting to understand things better. He's still, you know, because we're playing him in a few different places, he's still sometimes unsure of where he's supposed to do and what where he's supposed to be at. But I like him.
You feel like things are just getting rolling. What, as a head coach, what's your greatest fear now with this break before training camp starts up? Do you try not to think of the fears, or?
Well, I just wrote on my phone today. Try to think about the positive all the time. So, you know, because I'm kind of not typically that kind of a guy, but I guess, you know, hopefully we don't get anybody injured in the off season. You know, I was trying to be very careful this spring because, you know, for the most part, our injuries have been nothing major, and we were able to. I wanted to get the camp healthy, so that's a big thing. And then, you know, I want us to, when we come back, to kind of be where we are left off. I understand that, you know, some of the technical things and, you know, that is, but we progressed so much quicker this year than last year at this time because of knowing the system, knowing the terminology, knowing all the different things. That I want us to continue where we are right now. I would like that.
Freezing for you personally, this off time, are you gonna be working around the clock and be getting on the tractor a little bit? How much do you weigh personal versus work now over the next 5 weeks?
Well, I'll take time off, and it'll be every now and then I'll start looking at the. You know, we've basically got our training camp schedule done, most of the practices done at this point in time, but I only went 10 practices as far as the practice schedule because, you know, there might be things we need to change and switch around because of where we're at, but that also and the fact that so anyway, I'm gonna take some time off, but I'll have my iPad with me and, you know, be able to. I want to go through our cut-ups from the spring and, you know, kind of keep evaluating things.
Like, no pads, but can you see differences in Linval from year one to year two and the stride season?
Yeah, you know, he looks so much better to me right now than he did a year ago. Well, he missed a lot of this last year because of the surgery, and then, you know, and then in training camp he got injured. But at this point in time, he looks really good to me. He's doing a lot of things right. He's a very conscientious kid, hard worker. He wants to be right all the time, and you know, he's a good kid. I really like the personality of this football team. You know, they understand when I mean business, and they like, you know, they joke around with me quite a bit. You know, but I like the personality of this football team. They seem to, you know, they're starting to get kind of what I want us to be like.
Last two for Coach. What impressions do you have of Anthony Harris at this point?
Well, you know, he's missed a lot of time just starting to get back out here, but he's doing a good job. He's quick reactor, he's smart, he's making good decisions, and we'll just have to see where it goes. But I think he's done a good job the time he's been out here. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.